The detailed number for the borough budget is $173,496,346, and it will require taxpayers to pay 13.799 mils, just under 1% less from last year. Ward says he was able to check several boxes with the spending plan, including keeping it under the voter-approved revenue cap and putting 10% of tax revenue in the capital improvement and maintenance reserve. That's about $12 million that'll go to fixing buildings. The biggest expense in the budget is the contribution to the school district, and there's no change from last year. He also balanced the budget, but only with leftover money from last year, about $5.5 million that went unspent.
And I'll make a note that funding government with laps is not a sustainable solution. However, it's an option that we're considering for this year.
Some of the budget reflects impact from the pandemic.
For several of the revenue line items, they have been reduced based on the reduction in capacity, as well as some of the expense line items. We assumed in the budget all of our operations would be back to full capacity no later than January 1st, 2022.
Ward also said the state's economic instability could undermine the borough's planning as the governor and legislature delay a plan to develop new state revenues. In his State of the Borough address listing major accomplishments over the last year, Ward noted working with the Interior Alaska Unified Command to manage the COVID-19 pandemic. The borough partnered with the big medical providers, Foundation Health Partners, and Tanana Chiefs Conference.
As a community, we've grappled with the needs to follow sound medical advice in light of the pandemic, but also support the desire of our community to have the freedom.
As the pandemic worsened in Fairbanks and North Pole, Ward was pressured to expand the limited emergency powers of a Class 2 borough to order a mask mandate, for example, but he stayed within the limitations.
We've taken a very deliberate position in how we develop those policies and how we really work to maneuver through the pandemic.
Ward also reviewed a new mission statement for his administration, Serve, Lead, Thrive. His office came up with it before the pandemic.
It came about a few months after I got into office. We sat down as a team across different departments and really tried to dive into what does it mean to serve our community and who are we and how do we do that? And that's where we developed Serve, Lead, Thrive. We're here to serve our community. We lead by example. And then ultimately, we want to create a thriving community and one where our people can experience the fullest potential that they have available to them.
The Assembly's Finance Committee is meeting on the next three Saturdays to process the budget document. The mayor's presentation was recorded and is posted on the borough's new budget website, its YouTube channel, and Facebook page. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.